I'm definitely not frustrated now. I have mixed emotions, you know. Say, if you asked me yesterday or before a game, would you take a point? I knew it's going to be hard, and I knew, and I was the first one, and it wasn't a cliche. I really meant it. Sunderland was quite unlucky in this in first seven games. Quite unlucky. They should have more points. So I knew it's going to be hard. But if you ask me, would I set for a point? No. But it would be a good result. I knew it's a away game and everything. First half was poor, really poor. Sloppy first goal. You have to give them a credit for a first goal. That's a combination, but you have to stop it. And then the second one is a bit, it's a big mistake again. And then after that, to be fair, it's quite normal that the team is in a shock. To be 2-0 down and everything, and they didn't grab that opportunity. Maybe they had a couple of chances, great chances, but they didn't. We were lucky not to concede the third one, because then it's still, there's a lot of time, but then it's then you are in trouble, of course. Then it's mayday. But last 10 minutes of the first half, even before a goal, we showed that we are raising. We hurt them a bit and all that. Then we scored the goal, and then it was that psychological moment that the team that is leading is coming a bit down in a dressing room, and the team that is trailing is coming like kind of a confident. It gave us also a good possibility to criticize them a bit more, because they were like positive, we can do it. And then had a small talk. And then, to be fair, in the second half, we showed everything. Even before the sending off, we came second half with the determination to win the game, scored the goal, then they got a man sent off, and then last half an hour, it was all us. So if you ask me, mixed emotions, you know what I mean? Without being greedy, I think we were close to win this game. But then again, a point away from home is a point, and especially when you are two down. Yeah.